This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Answer the following five questions.
Three questions.
Three questions. And you'll have no trouble guessing the subject of this next story.
What is your name?
What is your quest?
And what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Baffled? Then apparently you're not among the generations of Monty Python fans who've developed a near cultish devotion to the comedy group's absurd sense of humor, but you still have a chance. 30 years after its release, the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail has been turned into a Broadway musical, Monty Python's Spamalot. Jeff London reports.
There's a souvenir card outside the Schubert Theater that's packed with Spamalot tchotchkes. You can buy items that could only be called Python-esque. Hollowed out coconuts to make your own galloping horse sound effects. Stuffed killer rabbits and little toy catapults to launch little toy cows. Make no mistake about it. People love Monty Python and the Holy Grail with its irreverent and silly send-up of Arthurian legend. And outside the theater, it's not hard to find someone willing to quote a favorite line or two.
I'm not dead yet.
Someday all this will be yours. What? The curtains?
Critic Hetty Weiss of the Chicago Sun-Times gave Spamalot a thumbs up during its out-of-town tryout. She says its creators have succeeded in taking the familiar gags from the film to make a stage show that works.
A lot of the shtick from the movie is there. You know, the corpses who don't want to die are there.
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Here's one.
I'm not dead.
Here, he says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I feel happy. I feel happy. I am not dead yet. I can dance and I can sing. I am not dead yet. I can do the Highland Fling. I am not dead yet. No need to go to bed. No need to call the doctor, because I'm not yet dead.
He is not yet dead.
Spamalot is the brainchild of Eric Idle, an original member of the six-man British comedy troupe Monty Python.
We discovered that I'm Not Dead Yet was a perfect opening song, you know, because it totally takes them by surprise, all these dead people singing it, you know, and it's very Python.
With the blessings of the other surviving members of Monty Python, Graham Chapman passed away in 1989, Eric Idle wrote the script for Spamalot and collaborated on the score with composer John Dupré. It was a four-year process. Idle says, as beloved as the movie is, it's essentially a series of sketches. So the challenge of adapting it into a Broadway musical was to find a structure.
In Act Two, they get lost in a dark and very expensive forest. So the shape of the show is Arthur is recruiting knights. He gets all his knights together. They get a quest from God, and they go off, and they're immediately scattered by the French. So in Act Two, Arthur is still looking for his knights. They've all scattered, so you can do the various little discursive bits, and then finally bring them all together for the end and the resolution.
If you trust in your soul, keep your eyes on the goal, then the prize you won't fail. That's your grail, that's your grail.
In the original film, troupe members like John Cleese, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin played all the major parts, including most of the women. Not in Spamalot, says Eric Idle.
I figured right away it was very important to have a great female voice on stage. You know, you must have that. So we created the Lady of the Lake, because she's referred to in the film, but you never see her.
Sara Ramirez is giving a breakout performance as the Lady of the Lake. The 29-year-old actress gets to sing parody songs that range in style from Andrew Lloyd Webber to Vegas to gospel. She says, in a way, her character represents the grail of Broadway to these medieval knights.
I have a lot of freedom because I'm not necessarily from this world, you know, and so I can kind of stretch it out and, you know, have fun with it. I get to sing all over the place in terms of styles, and that's very exciting.
Eric Idle and director Mike Nichols cast the show with a bunch of comic character actors. Frasier's David Hyde Pierce and The Simpsons' Hank Azaria play multiple roles. Azaria is Sir Lancelot, the knight who says, "Nee!" and others.
I remember being like 13 and getting a hold of some published script version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and literally being thrown out of math class because we were memorizing it in the back row and giggling. And I told Mike, you know, I've been, he said, how'd you, you know, learn the French tantra scene so fast? I was like, Mike, I've been off book since I was 15 years old.
Azaria demonstrates in his dressing room.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, son of a silly person. I blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
Hup! We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines and chorus scenes to put work in Peg Gable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and stand along.
The original movie had a few songs like this one, but Eric Idle and John Dupre wrote more than a dozen others. Dupre says even within the context of a Broadway musical, they were trying to write in the spirit of Monty Python.
When Python did The Flying Circus, they were commenting on television itself, on the medium and the form of television. And indeed, Terry Jones had a concept of meta-comment where you're actually commenting on what you're doing while you're commenting on it, as in, this sketch is getting silly. So the song that goes like this is not simply a cheap shot at Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's a song that comments on itself.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this that starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where is it? Where?
Eric Idle singing the song that goes like this from a demo of Spamalot. In the show, it's staged like a scene from Phantom of the Opera. Just don't mention Andrew Lloyd Webber to Eric Idle.
I have been forbidden to make any more Andrew Lloyd Webber jokes. Our producers have asked that I make no more Andrew Lloyd Webber jokes. I am in future to leave them all to him.
And then we change the key.
The budget for Spamalot, which is reportedly $12 million, certainly pushes the show into the Andrew Lloyd Webber stratosphere, which means to succeed, it needs to appeal to a broad audience. Eric Idle's got his fingers crossed.
You get a blend in on Broadway here. Some people who are Python freaks who've come, but by and large, there are some other people who think they're in a Broadway show. But you soon get the point.
Spamalot is currently selling out in previews on Broadway. It opens on March 17th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can see photos of the Spamalot musical and hear more from Eric Idle at our website, npr.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.